Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our series of studies on biblical characters. Today we're going to look at Eve, of Adam and Eve. Amen. I want to begin with Genesis 3, verse 20. Genesis 3, verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. So first of all, we see the word Eve means living. And this is the most appropriate title when we consider that she was the mother of all who have lived on the earth. Furthermore, Eve was not created from the dead stuff of dirt, but from the rib of a living being, man, created in the image of his God. In short, the creation of woman was more of a refinement than a creation. Man was formed from dirt. In fact, Adam's name means red earth. Woman was formed from man. She is, in effect, a higher order of creation. The old adage that our grandparents and great-grandparents knew is true. Woman is indeed made of finer stuff. Woman has a greater emotional range and capacity than man. She has a greater native intelligence, more sensitivity, more fragility, and potentially more strength of character than man. A Christian lady should not try to be one of the boys, because that is lowering herself from her exalted position. So we see that this feminist movement is all wrong, amen? It's not the position that God wanted woman to be, one of the boys, amen? Rather, she should allow her husband to surround her with protection and shower her with affection. Second of all, she was created because of Adam's need. She was created because of Adam's need. Look at in Genesis chapter 2 with me in verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him." Now, notice the words. It is not good that man should be alone. Adam was alone in the Garden of Eden. He was sadly in need of a help meet. He longed for the communion and fellowship of a kindred soul. He longed for someone with whom to share the wants and joys of his life, one who could be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. You see, man alone is incomplete. The purpose for the creation of woman was for man. Though woman is a mother, her basic and primary job is being a wife. The woman is the housekeeper, yet her basic joy is to supplement man. Man had a need, and woman is to fulfill it. She is the completer. Amen. The third thing we want to see is how she was made from Adam's rib. How she was made from Adam's rib. Look at in Genesis chapter 2 with me, if you would. Genesis chapter 2, in verses 21 to 22. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. So we see here that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And from his side, God took material to be used in the formation of this new being. Someone has said, she was not taken from his head as if she were to be superior, nor from his feet to be despised and trampled upon by him, but from his side to be equal with him, from under his arm to be protected by him, and from near his heart to be loved by him. The fourth thing we want to notice is, notice there was one man for one woman and one woman for one man. And you know what? This is still God's plan. God hasn't changed. Amen. Still one man for one woman and one woman for one man. Divorce, my friend, was never in the plan of God. When people become entangled because of mistakes and so forth and so on, God permits divorce. But God is not pleased with divorce. There is one woman that God has for each man. And every man should seek that woman and spend the rest of his life being her provider and protector. There is one man that God has for each woman. Every woman should be satisfied to marry only the one that God has given her. Amen. What happens, we've seen tragically, when Christians don't do that, when they don't wait upon the Lord, amen, when they don't think God can provide all of their needs, including providing a good godly man to marry or a good godly woman to marry. Oftentimes they'll marry, sometimes a Christian will marry a non-believer, which is against the word of God. And what a tragic mistake and a ruin of life often that becomes, especially if that individual that was married is not saved, doesn't become saved, amen. You see, she should be content to spend the rest of her life being the completer and the crown jewel of his life. The fifth thing we want to see is Eve, no doubt, was the complete woman in all her beauty. Bear in mind how much more beautiful nature must have been before the fall and before sin. Think how beautiful a godly woman is today, and imagine how beautiful Eve must have been before sin ever came into the world. Amen. The sixth thing we want to see about Eve is she was the way to man. She was the way to man. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 together. I'm sure you have read the account here of the fall many times in chapter 3. But let's turn to Genesis chapter 3 for a moment in verse number 1, down to verse 7. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. We see that Satan perhaps felt he could come nearer reaching Eve than Adam. Consequently, he brought his temptation to her. She, in turn, brought the temptation and the sin to Adam because of his love for her as his helpmeet. Every woman should realize that she, in a real sense, can be Satan's way to her husband. Many a man has been less than his best because his wife was not what she ought to be. Many a man has done more than his potential because she was what she ought to be. There is no way to discourage a man more effectively than through his wife. Every woman should realize the tremendous influence that she has upon her husband. Just as God had made man the leader of the two, he has made woman, in a real sense, to have more influence upon man than vice versa. This places an added responsibility upon woman to be what she ought to be. The seventh thing we want to see is the woman's weakness is in her strength. Now, God created Eve as a helpmeet for Adam. But as a helpmeet, she also must lean upon him. Satan knew this and saw immediately that Adam was not to be drawn away from God except through Eve. He recognized that she was amenable, gracious, loving, and kind. Because of this, she was an easier prey for him than Adam, and hence he knew that she was the more temptable of the two. Certainly, womanhood represents human grace at its peak. Woman is more susceptible than man because she is, after all, by nature, more gracious and loving than man. She is gracious and loving because she was made to be gracious towards man and loving towards him. This means that since woman is naturally more gracious and amenable, she must also realize that she is more temptable, and she must therefore be careful. Many a man has done wrong, amen, in an effort to please his wife. You see, a good husband wants to please his wife. Because of this, the wife should be very careful to make her desires and requests good ones. We have all heard about some husbands who have stolen and embezzled, etc., and so forth and so on, to provide for his wife's desires. Let every woman be careful, lest she tempt her husband to do wrong and lead him to sin. Amen. Now, the eighth thing we want to see is Adam's love for Eve over God led him to sin. Adam's love for Eve over God led him to sin. Going back to Genesis chapter 3 with me, in verses 6 and 7. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. The Apostle Paul says that Adam was not deceived, but woman being deceived was in transgression. Looking in 1 Timothy with me, if you would, 1 Timothy chapter number 2. And in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, we want to look at verse number 14 together. 1 Timothy 2, verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. You see, Adam knew exactly what he was doing. He had a clear choice between obedience to God or following the example of his wife. Look in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. We read that God stated that Adam has hearkened unto the voice of his wife. Now, the word used for voice here means to proclaim, to cry out. Eve, having tasted the forbidden fruit, screamed in terror as a knowledge of death and sin which she experienced. Amen. It was to this terrified wife that Adam ran. As soon as she took of the fruit, the forbidden fruit, amen, then she had that knowledge of good and evil and of sin, amen. And she began to scream. It was this terrified and hysterical woman, not the beguiling Eve with an apple so commonly portrayed, that Adam saw. Eve did not persuade Adam to sin. Adam was not deceived. He knew the commandment and saw the effects of disobedience right before his eyes. Adam was therefore totally responsible for his choice. Therefore, man's fall from grace is rightly through Adam rather than through Eve. Amen? That's why we read over in Romans chapter 5. Let's turn there together, Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, look with me, if you would, in verse number 12, Romans 5:12. Notice it says, wherefore, as by one man, see that? He's talking about Adam, not by one woman, but by one. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So it's through Adam, not Eve. See, he knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't deceived. She was. Amen. So that's why we see the fall, sin entered through the man and not through the woman. Amen. Now, what's interesting is this sin led them to hide themselves from God. Looking in Genesis, let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid. See that? They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. we have to see is that sin always keeps us from God's presence. Amen. That's right. Sin keeps us from God's presence. It makes us defensive against God. Amen. We know we've done wrong, and it makes us hide from God. Amen. You know, we get on the defensive. That's the same reason, my friend, people do not come to church. The reason for that is they don't want their sin revealed. Amen. The reason people do not read the Bible is because of sin. Amen. If you honestly read the Bible and study it, it'll reveal your sin. That's how God cleanses his saints, is through his word. Amen. That's exactly how he does it. People do not pray. The reason they do not pray is because of sin. Prayer, amen, reading the Bible, coming to church, brings you into the presence of God. But because of sin, sin keeps people away from the presence of God. And that's exactly what happened to Adam and Eve. That one time, that great fellowship, amen, that they had with God in the garden was gone. They had broken that fellowship. Instead of seeing God as a friend and a loving father, now they saw him as the enemy. Amen. Because they were disobedient. Let us realize that it is sin that makes us want to avoid God. To avoid God, to become defensive against God, amen. To blame God, amen. So here we see they once were friends of God and fellowship with God. That was all gone now. That was all broken because of the sin. And now they feared him. They hid from him because of their sin. Same way today, because of people's sin. Amen. Sin leads us away from the presence of God. Other passages teach woman's duties. But do not lose the sight of her primary duty. This could be taught in the lesson. Look, the good ones, good scriptures are, for example, of her primary duty. Amen. She has other duties. But look in Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 with me. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Amen? That's what it says, as unto the Lord. Look at what it says in Titus. So, we see then, woman was created for man, to complete man, to be in submission to her husband, amen? But she does have other duties, but that's her primary duty. Look at in Titus. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2 with me. And in Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, here's some of the other duties of women, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. We must bear in mind however, that regardless how many duties we find that woman should fulfill, or how many obligations she has, her first and foremost purpose is to be a helpmeet to the man. And of course, society hates this. The society that we live in today is anti-God, anti-Bible, amen, anti-God's plan, amen. The reason things are messed up, folks, amen, is because God's plan, God gave you and I a plan to follow, amen. I'm talking to Christians here, and most Christians are not following, never mind the world, amen. That's the problem. See? You don't go out. You need a bigger house. You need a bigger car. If you have a second income, amen, that'll bring it in, amen. Forget about all the obligations to help being a helpmeet to the man and being a mother and so forth and so on. Man was lonely without her, it says in the scriptures. Man was in need of help, amen, without her. Consequently, every woman should seek to find what her husband needs and fulfill those needs. Amen? As we conclude our study today on Eve, the thing we have to realize is the scriptures, amen, the true woman's role is a highly exalted role according to the Word of God. You go and you look at some of these false cults, religions, and the woman is downgraded. Amen? But the Word of God upholds woman. Amen. Look who tended to, who ministered to Jesus in the gospel. Amen. Women. Amen. Notice how Jesus treated them lovingly and caringly. Amen. Now the Bible, the scriptures treat women in a highly exalted position. Amen. And man must remember that. See? He didn't say it wasn't good for a woman to be alone. It isn't good for man to be alone. Man was missing something very important, and God provided that helpmeet, amen, that woman to minister to him. As we conclude today, every woman should picture her husband in the Garden of Eden alone without her. She should ask herself, what would he need? He would need what a woman is. Consequently, God made her for him, and each woman should examine her own husband's needs under such conditions. She should become what he needs in order to make him what God had in mind, amen, in the Garden of Eden. That concludes our study today on Eve, the mother of all living. This study, like all our other studies, are available on audio cassette tape. And if you'd like a copy of today's study or any other study, please contact me at the address that the young lady will mention in just a moment at the close of the broadcast. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor's study. And until we meet again on the Pastor's Study, my prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless you, and good day.